On-time files color as approved by VM and marketing head. So as I have said now in my earlier slide, in my earlier sentence, that this is fixed, this line, this guidelines are fixed from the head office and the regional office, which the store marketing person and the store manager has to adhere and have to follow. This normally the font size, the color is standard across. If the store, if the organization have multiple store in multiple cities, this standardization is followed everywhere. Uniform and centrally aligned text and accurate prominent offer without clutter. So it has to be on the same length. All A4 signage should be on the same length. It has to be aligned. The text has to be in the center of the text has to be aligned properly on the signage. The spelling should not be wrong. It should be accurate. There should be no ambiguity. The customer should, when a customer reads that signage, he should know, okay, this product is for 80 rupees, this 20 rupees I'm saving, I'll get for 60 rupees. So it has to be very crystal clear, it has to be very crisp. Use of stencil for handwritten POP. Normally, nowadays people avoid handwritten signages, but in case if certain stores, certain retailers are using handwritten signages, then proper stencil has to be used for handwritten signages. Product name in full with pack size mentioned, no spelling mistakes. So which is very self-explanatory. The full name of the product has to be there on the signage, and we have to avoid making spelling mistakes. MRP value and double strike through, best price value, quantity and free must be prominently displayed. So all this offers has best price value, quantity or and the free must be prominent. So it has to be bold or it has to be in italic. So various organization follows different standardization for their requirement. So if it's something free, it has to be prominently displayed, it has to be bold, big, it has to be a particular font has to be used, which communicates that, okay, you are getting this product free along with this product. Conditions apply at the bottom right with a small font on every POP, so which is, if there's a conditions apply, that in case you want, if you shop for 2000, you get a lucky draw coupon. Now there are conditions to that. So that conditions has to be mentioned, there has to be an aspect which says, okay, conditions apply, and the condition needs to be mentioned, or somebody needs to explain those conditions to the customer. For strong connect with local populace, use the local vernacular language. So in case the store is located in a community, a specific community, whether the majority are Tamils or majority are Gujaratis or majority are Malayalis, majority of Marwadi, probably for Marwadi you can use an Hindi or a vernacular language to communicate, or probably in case of the catchment area consists more of Tamilian customers, probably you can use a dual signage, which is one is in English and Hindi, or the other side is on in Tamil. So use of local vernacular language can be done. So in case if the company organization has stores in different cities, probably Mumbai being more cosmopolitan, they can do Hindi and English, and probably a store in down south can do English with Tamil language, or probably some stores in Bengal can have a Bengali signage along with an English signage. So vernacular language can be used. Again, it's the store specific, plus additional approvals have been provided by the head office to do that. For fruits and vegetables, mention correct sales unit, example unit, kg, 100 grams. So, price specific for any, if you are communicating by bananas by dozen, so particular weightage scale has to be mentioned properly. So, bananas would be probably 30 rupees for a dozen. That communication has to be very crystal clear and crisp. So, the weight and the price should be clearly mentioned on the signage. Regular cleaning of blackboard used in staples or fruits and vegetable section. So normally in fruits and vegetable, there are slate boards or white blackboards being used to communicate the offer. So regular cleaning has to be done. They need to be cleaned with a wet cloth or probably nice cleaning material. And there should be no ambiguity. So when you write that, okay, apple, Fuji apples for 200 rupees kg, if you have not cleaned it properly and you write 20 rupees, bananas, for 1 dozen 30 rupees. The communication might go that you are getting 1 kg apples, Fuji apples for 30 rupees. So there is an ambiguity. So regularly cleaning of slates should, the floor team, the floor manager should ensure the slates are properly, blackboards are used properly in slate for staples and fruits and vegetables section. Now definition of staples is the food grains, the wheat, gehu, rice, pulses. So all these staples, and again if they are using a board, it has to be neat and clean, it has to be cleaned regularly. Mention offers from date, DD stands for date, month, from starting date to the end date or till offer last, in a smaller font printed in the last line. So these are again the guidelines where you specify the offer start date and offer end date in a smaller font and in the last line of the signage. All fixed furniture and audiovisual POP should have SKU description and product features. So furniture and audiovisual related merchandise should have SKU description or stock taking unit description with product features, which are advantages, features and benefits. No posters to be stuck on any wall, pillars or tables, use relevant fixture only. So again, as per the guideline, you cannot stick any signage on the wall, or you cannot use any sellotape. It should not be pasted on pillars. It has to have a proper frame, or it cannot be kept on a table or newspaper. And the features, product features, and the relevant fixture has to have a relevant signage. Brown tapes, sellotapes, etc. required, use double-sided tape. Avoid brown tapes, sellotapes, etc. where required, use double-sided tapes. So when you use a sellotape for a signage on a wall, and when you remove a signage, there is a stain, and probably the plaster of Paris or probably the wall paint will come out. So we have to avoid brown tapes and sellotape, and wherever required, you have to use a two-sided tape with a paper and a frame, so that it doesn't damages the fixture as well as it doesn't damages the wall of the store. The store marketing needs to coordinate with merchandising team and seek support from trading vendors with free gift, sampling, etc. So the store marketing person knows which all products will be coming in next week or next month for a promotion. So he or she has to be very proactive, talk to the merchandisers, buyer, all the trading vendors, the person who is buying, and ensure that the free gifts are there available well in advance, so that it can be taped together with the parent product or with the free gift or the main product which is being offered as in the product is being offered as a free gift with the parent product. So in case if the new product is going to launch on 15th of that month, then the store marketing team needs to coordinate the merchandiser and ensure that the promoter is available, the sampling product is available, somebody is there standing with the food sample, or proper microwave is given where a connection is given, so that a particular product can be cooked and can be served to the customers, or the sampling can be done. So this activity needs lot of planning, lot of execution well in advance, so that when a customer walks in, so when a customer sees there is a signage at the parking lot which says okay, new product available at so and so store. So there is, and customer has a doubt whether this product, what are the features or the benefits. So that's the first thing. So customer goes inside the store, again there is a signage which says okay, features, advantages and benefits. He or she does the sampling, they have this product, the product satisfy their need, and probably they buy that product. So all these things, execution needs to be well planned in advance. The promoter has to be there, the free sampling has to be there on time, somebody has to be there to help the customer to end up, the customer is there to help in aid in buying the product and complete the loop, and the customer goes to the cash till for checkout and buying that product. Marketing with its own efforts needs to get in non-trading partners to demonstration coupons, etc. Marketing with own efforts, so probably certain times there are cross promotion happen, or probably there is vouchers given to lucky customer. So in case that sourcing has to be done, that tie-up has to be done very in advance. So in case of food hypermarket department is doing a tie-up with a salon, then probably the gift vouchers of salon or gym vouchers has to be available well in advance. Then if you are putting an offer that okay, shop for 2500, get a so and so gift vouchers free from this gym or from this gymnasium, sorry, from the gym, then probably this vouchers has to be sourced well in advance. It has to be there when a customer shops, it has to be given as is immediately, on immediate basis rather than any delays. All this together add up to customer shopping experience. So when you invite a customer, or when you place an external signage saying that okay, you shop for so and so, you shop for 2500 and you get gym vouchers free, so probably you are inviting customers to come in, shop, and it's an experience. So in case customer comes, shops for 2500 and if the gift vouchers are not available, it will leave bad taste in customer's mouth, he or she will go out, it will spread negativity, and probably he might go and tell other customers and relatives that not to go to that store because they don't fulfill their promises, or probably they are cheating, they are not fulfilling the promise given by them. So all these things, all this activity, whether it's a promotion or whether it's sampling, if there's a free sample available, if there's a signage which says, okay, you buy 1 kg ketchup and you get, or you buy 4 packets of any noodle, you get a sachet of ketchup free. Now, if you're not providing that free sample, it leaves a bad experience to the customer and he or she might not come back again. So all this planning, all this execution has to be planned well in advance and execution has to be 100%. Some of the key initiatives that can be taken are detailed below. Free goods for liquidity, liquidation of slow movings, near expiry stocks, contest. Now, once the, in case of hypermarkets, if the product are coming to a near expiry, the floor manager will go to the store marketing person and inform the store manager and the category person that these products are slow moving or there is the liquidation is not happening. So probably they can come with an offer from an approval from head office or from the category buyer that if they can give a buy and get one on that. So that will help in liquidating of their stocks. Certain styles in apparels, in case they have come with any particular color or shade of shirts or a kurta which is not moving. So probably they can come with a price reduction in that post approval from the buyer or the merchandiser. So that is the key initiatives the store people take with the help of marketing person. They put up signage, they take help of the visual merchandisers, they put up signage, they do a communication and help in liquidating those stocks. So for this they can run a contest or probably they can create excitement, they can ask a simple question and if somebody gives a correct answer, a freebie can be given or that product can be given, something which is of slow moving can be given as a freebie and which can help in store sales. Engaging children by conducting in-store contests like painting competition, translators competition and other interesting games. So normally children they keep on running around, they play around. So to engage them, you can a store can do a painting competition or probably somebody who's a stationery department of the store, they can get into a supplier or vendor who can run a contest or they can run an in-store translators competition where the customer participates, they engages itself and with interesting games, buying can happen in a very interesting way, in an exciting way where it again overall gives an experience to the customer and he or she gets a sense of enjoyment by winning a product or by getting a satisfaction of earning a product or earning that free gift in that. Some of the key initiatives that can be taken are details below. Live bakery, ringing a bell when fresh stock is removed from the oven or even involving customers in a dough preparation can increase engagement. So there are few activities which the store marketing person can take. The two examples are live bakery or live kitchen. So somewhere in any particular store they have a live bakery. So they would have kept a bell. So the moment a bread comes out of an oven, so they ring a bell and somebody who wants to buy fresh product can quickly go run, pick that product and they can avail that benefit. So that is one of the example. Again, involving ladies or customers who can repair dough can be a good live example of increasing engagement. Customer engagement. So engagement is basically you invite customers, you give them sampling, you take their feedback is noted down, any additions, deletions suggested by the customers are noted down and probably the product, the correction takes place on a later date. So that is basically engaging the customers in that, taking feedback. So that's employee engagement. Live kitchen or chef table, conducting live cooking demonstration by qualified chef who explain the ingredients and the usage. So normally in case of different cuisines from different world, you can invite a chef who can help with the ingredients, which the ingredients are now readily available or maybe probably there are ingredients which are international ingredients which were not available earlier. Now the store has started keeping. So in case if there is a live pasta counter or if there is a live counter which helps with the chef. The customers can now learn new cooking recipes. The ladies or the customers can learn new recipes from the chef, and then they can use those ingredients. The chef can demonstrate what is the quantity required, what is the number, what is the quantity required, what are the ingredients. So with the help of that, they can again do an engagement activity with customers, where the customers are involved in cooking, and it gives them again one more experience of learning new recipe, learning something new, and going home with a rich or a new experience of learning something new, product or a new recipe. Product sampling done for new product in launches to induce trials also generate incremental sales. So normally sampling is done in case of food articles. So in case if there's a new dip has available, so it probably it is teamed up with salsa or nachos, and it's been given for sampling. So that helps when a customer tastes it, and if he or she likes it, it will help to generate incremental sales. So again, along with this salsa or along with this nacho, they do the sampling of these dips, which once the customer buys a dip, definitely they will go ahead and they can buy the nachos as well. Coupons, tie up with Club Mahindra, bank for credit card, insurance company, travel portal, photo sketching kiosk, all these can provide special offers and also discount coupons to the customers. Now, most of the retailers have been tied with Club Mahindra, where you shop for so and so X amount, and probably you get a chance to get 2 nights, 3 days free vacation package from Club Mahindra. So these are the tie-ups done by various different retailers with Club Mahindra. Tie-up with the bank for a credit card or a debit card in case there is a co-branded card. For an example, if you have done a tie-up, if an organization has done a tie-up with ICICI Bank. Now the bank will issue a credit card wherein they will get loyalty points, or they get additional cashback discount or some discount when they do a tie-up with that particular organization and with that co-branded card. So that is one of the ways of again getting footfalls, repeat footfalls, which will help customers to come in that store, plus you will get additional benefits or points. Probably a tie-up with insurance company, so in case the parent company has hypermarket business or a departmental staff store business, and in case they are into insurance also, a cross promotion can happen wherein if a customer shops for an X amount or a slab from 5,000 to 10,000, probably they might get some discount or they might get a free insurance from the parent company. So that is type of tie-up store marketing does within organization or within external organization. So basically, photo sketching or kiosk, keeping some kiosk, having if you shop for an X amount, you get a free menu or you get a free tag. So all these engagement activities are done by store marketing person at the store level. Every store has an in-house system where announcements for staff as well as customers are made. So normally all retailers have an audio system or a mic system, where the announcements are constantly done on every interval of every 10-15 minutes. So if any new product is launched, there is an announcement which says, okay, so and so department has come with a new product which the customer can drive away. Or in case there is sampling going on, the customers can go to that particular counter. Or if there is a live cooking session where the chef has been invited. So constant announcement happen at the intervals of 15 to 20 minutes, where they educate and they instruct customer that okay, please participate, learn, engage, give us feedback, and give a valuable feedback so that the product can be, there could be addition and subtraction or deletions, and a superior product can be offered. Or they can participate in a contest where they can win an exciting prizes. All the top promotions in each category and other store attribution details are provided on same, so customers who are already in store can take maximum benefit out of the same. So with the help of signages and announcement, lot of offers are promoted and customers can take benefit of the same which gives them immediate satisfaction, or winning a prize will give them immediate satisfaction, or owning a product. So all these things are done with the help of communication, signages, and along with announcements. Ensure that all sound systems are functioning properly. So the store maintenance staff or the store admin guy needs to check the announcements when that are done. There is no jarring. The speakers are working properly. The mic is proper, the person who is making announcement has to have a clear diction as a proper announcements are made at regular intervals. So the tone is correct, the voice pitch is correct. All these things the supervisor need to ensure that the grammar, the sentence, the announcement is proper, there is no ambiguity, the free word when said, when something is said free, the pitch of the free goes up, the tone of the sentence goes up. So all these things needs to ensure that the systems are in place. Ensure that before store opening the sound testing is done to check voice clarity and volume level. So in case the store opens at 11 o'clock, so between 10 to 11 the store admin person or the store maintenance person or the customer service desk person needs to check whether the sound systems are working. They need to do a mic testing before mic testing and announcement system testing so that the correct announcement goes at the right time. For in-store communications, following points must be taken care of. Ensure that there is a clear differentiation between staff announcement and customer announcement. So normally there are two types of announcements which happen. One is staff announcement and there is a customer announcement. Now in case if a customer has lost his or relative or a baby, so there would be a customer announcement where they say, okay, this is waiting for so and so customer, request you to request the person to go back customer service desk. So this is the customer announcement, and probably there are announcement which is done for staff. So probably this happens normally in case of store, departmental store who have two or three stories. So there can be an announcement for the store maintenance team or store staff where they clearly say, okay, this is the staff announcement, request so and so person to contact back office immediately. So this is the clear bifurcation between the store announcement and customer announcement. Another example of customer announcement would be so and so product is offered, the price of so and so product is 100 and now it's available at half the cost, which is on 50% off. Please come and avail this offer. So that is the difference between the customer announcement and the staff announcement. Ensure that person who is announcing must have clear voice for soothing effect. So the store manager normally needs to check the person who is making announcement, his voice is clear and it's soothing on the ears. So it should not somebody who has a somebody who is not well or has a hoarse throat, so that people should avoid announcements. So the person who is doing announcement should have a clear voice and it should be soothing on the ears of the customers. Ensure that all special offers being announced there are as per the latest promo sheet. So every store has a promo sheet which is called promotion sheet. There are promotions written on it. And before making an announcement, the store person who is doing announcement needs to ensure that that particular offer or promotion is going on. So if an offer is from 1st to 15th of January and the offer closes on 15th and a person is making an announcement on 16th for the same product, then the chances are the customer will pick up, but he or she may not get the offer and the customer might get offended. So they need to check the eligibility and the timing of the promo and what is the free gift, are the free gifts available. So in case they make an announcement, buy 1 kg of apples and get 1 dozen banana free. Now in case the free banana are not available, it will give a bad experience to the customer and probably they will go and they will not come back again. So all these precautions need to be checked before making announcement. Ensure that all announcements are noted down to avoid confusion and errors. So there is a promo sheet available and all the announcements to be noted down in a book or in a register so that when you are making an announcement, there is no ambiguity. If the product is not available, you need to cut it down or you need to spike it out so that the announcement person in the announcement does any mistake and the right offer is communicated to the customers. Ensure that announcements are made not only in English and Hindi but also in local language. So normally again as I said there are catchment people, announcement can be done as per the catchment available in the store. So in case if a store is located in a specific community, vernacular language announcements can be done. That is again depending upon the organization to organization, that is one thing. Plus different countries, different states, organization may have a different, may have same stores in different states. So local language announcement can be done to help customers in shopping. Not all people know Hindi and English. So probably stores in down south can somebody, some stores in Tamil Nadu can do announcement in Tamil, some stores in Kerala can do announcement in Malayalam, some stores in Calcutta can do announcement in Bengali, some stores in Punjab can do announcement in Punjabi as well. So depending upon the language and the catchment, and again with the approval of head office as per the guidelines, and local language can be used. Managing the big days. To create excitement among customers and to improve store perception, retailers resort to certain specific days of the week or the month or the year to run attractive promotions and also communicate same aggressively with above the line and below the line communications. Now, there are examples of managing big days. Show the food bazaar or future group uses subsistence cleaning normally, it's there in the January. Reliance Retail uses 1947. So on Independence Day, you should shop for 1947. You get free apparels or free product worth 1947 rupees. 1947 rupees. So these are the days which are big days for the from the organization point of view, from customer point of view, and the store marketing needs to ensure that all CDs which are being offered has to be there available in the store. All products which are on offer has to be there. And along with that, in case if they are doing any above the line, which is the hoardings or leaflets or radio jingles or everything has to be in place, and below the line activity which are like leaflets or going neighborhood walks are planned well in advance. So the store marketing person with in discussion with head office ensures the first part is ensuring the ATL and retail activities, plus again interacting with store team and checking whether all freebies and all offer stock is available. So there's a role, there are two points, two actions which the store marketing take place. Regular success on such activity has create marketing properties for the company, which then become a part of marketing plan and budgeting for the customer. This promotion periods at times become almost like festivals, and bulk of the shopping spend occurs during such time. Now, since just again coming with an example of Sabse Saste, Paanch Din aur Teen Din by Big Bazaars, so they have started somewhere this in 2005-2006, and now since they are doing it regularly from last 5 to 10 years, it has now become a property. It was successful from the first event itself, and now it has become, so now they are doing it regularly from last more than 10 years. And now it has become a property which now customers look ahead. So they know that okay, come January in during the Republic Day, the future group will come with this offer. So it has now become a successful property, and then customers look ahead. Now this is the time where customers do their bulk buying, or during 15th August there is an Independence Day. Normally nowadays there are electronic retailers also. So there is Vijay Sales, there is Chroma, there is Reliance Digital. So they come with Independence Day, so there is again Kohinoor also. So they come with Independence Day where they come with exciting offers every year. So now customer look ahead and they hold their purchases. So in case of July, they hold their purchases, they know that okay, exciting offer will come in August during Independence Day. So most of this bulk buying happens during this festival or during this such big days, events or properties being conducted by organizations.